Alavav, Amar Alav, Mishnah Smichos.
Spare you the name, because it's been really 2 days on that. Can move on to other things.
Could mention the Rambam, though.
Yeah, I talked to you about it.
Is it recorded? None of that was recorded?
No. Oh. It was recorded, no. Has Smichos Vatnufois.
It was a rowdy discussion.
Vagoshois. Vakamitsois. Vaktoris. Vamalikois. Vakabogos. Bazois, all these different avodas and the korbanos, noyegim by noshim, b'le b'noshim, only by men, not by ladies. Now, smichois and tenufois, those two could be by Yisraelim, the bailim of the korban, do it. But from agoshes and onwards, right, which means to touch the corner of the mizbeach. That's all by the Kahanim. So Tosfos says that from that point on would be Mamait the Kohanois. The Kohanois. So from the first two would be Mamait the Noshim Yisraelios. The rest being Mamait the Kohanos. Okay, so all these are not by Noshim. You know what all these things are, yeah. Chutz mimincha soito unazira shem menifos. They are menif, the carbon mincha. So how do you know all these? Michos taksev dabra b'nei Yisrael v'somach. B'nei Yisrael v'somachim v'mnei Yisrael v'somachis. Okay, so let's just mention that the Rambam seemed to say that the drashi here is synthesis of somach and behenif. Baloshin yochid, baloshin zocher yochid. That's how we know to be mamayit nosh. That's what the Rambam seemed to say. Rash Rambam perish mishnah is kol edom menuris bo baloshin zocher. Yeah, Rashi's not as mefurish. Rashi says, and it says in that Indian v'somach yodo. Rashi could just mean to teach us how do you know what is going on with somach. He says because it says it over there. The Rambam's mashma is being learned out from v'somach. So we spoke out the other day, we saw somewhere, I don't remember who said it, one of the Achareinim says, I mean, because you have to work out. The Rambam is saying it's from Besomach Lashon Zocher, the Gemara is saying it's from Medei Yisrael, will it be nice to show? So he said a pshat, that what the Rambam understood from the Gemara was that it's not just Bnei Yisrael, will it be nice to show by itself. That would not be enough of a drasha. Which obviously makes some people get very happy because we're asking, why is that a drasha? Usually Bnei Yisrael does not mean that. Usually Bnei Yisrael means Bnei Yisrael. So according to this, it's much better, meaning that the Rambam is saying that it's not just Bnei Yisrael by itself. It's dafka, it's like we learned in the previous sugya of Shina HaKostav, the pasuk changed. That's what they seem to be learning in the Rambam, some of these Achareinim. It's dafka because it started out with Bnei Yisrael, then switched to Besomach, instead of Besomchu. From there, we learn out to be Mamay Zchor. But you need the two pieces together. So the Rambam understood that pshat in the Gemara. Dabin yourself is somach. He says it like that. It's a very nice pshat. And it answers what was bothering two of you that when Bnei Yisrael was Israel. Usually that's not what it means. Bnei Yisrael means everybody, Klal Yisrael. Right? Dabin yourself be so. That was the Bayamsov. Yeah, okay. To the Rambam, scooping the two things together. Okay. And then it brings a pasuk for each one. Agoshois. And that would be the same by Vehenef, I guess. Vehenef and Mesomach go together. Similar drushes. Agoshois, the Ksiv, Zoy stories, the Binnacle, Krakrib, Oysa, Bene Aaron, Bene Aaron, Bene Aaron. And when Hakrib, Oysa, we learn out the Hagosha, that you have to touch it to the corner of the Mizbeach. Kamitzois, right? By Karbon Mincha, the coin takes a handful. Haktar is burning the the specific tilos. So many Aram, the Aram, the Bnei Aram, Malikos. Right, that's by a carbon oif. Right, instead of doing shechit, you do Malika, which is with the fingernail into the back of the neck. The Ksivim Malak v'Hiktir Iskuch Malika Laktora. Okay, Kabbalos. Right, b'Makabel the Dam. The Ksivim Kriv Bnei Aram. They brought the Dam. B'Amar v'Krivu Zukabalos the Dam. Okay. Now, Toysis asked for the kasha over here, which is basically Toysis Lishitosim. Because Toysis asks the kasha, why do you need all these psukim? I'm talking about. Amayitztich kra b'gemara l'mutei noshim. Typically, why don't you just learn it out to kulu mitzvah seishas man grama avu? She'ena noigoyz el b'yoyim. Because you can only do it by day. So this kasha is mamish toisit shitosam from Nabchov test, because we learned back then at Turi Evan in Chagiga. The Turi Evan in Chagiga says, what happens if you can only do the mitzvah by day, but if you didn't do it that day and you woke up the next morning, you'd still have that mitzvah to do? Like Mila. So Turi Evan says, that's not called mitzvah seishas man grama. Toysis was asking a kash over there by Mila that it's Zman Groma. Tereven says it's not called Zman Groma. So Tereven's, I have to look it up. It's in Chagiga Daftar Zayin with babies, but I think Tereven's coming from this Toysis over here as well. Or maybe that's where his vicar coming from. I don't remember. But he says that's a Tereven's this kasha too. It's the same thing. But Yoim Tzavoyso, you can only do it by day, the carbon. But if you didn't bring it today, you have to bring it tomorrow. Yeah? So you call the Tereven, that's not Zman Groma. So Toysis is asking the kasha, that's Toysis Lushitosom, because they held up the kasha on Daf Chavtes. But Tereben is going to answer it the same exact way, it's the same Yisoid. Yeah, just like by Mila, you'll have by Karbonis. I didn't tell you to look it up this time, because we kind of looked it up last time. I don't know, we saw Tereben inside last time. I remember the stipe, the code of the Tereben.
He was such
a stipe. Yeah. All right, if you want to see it inside, it's in Chagigo, Tzayin, and Beis. But that's what he says over there. Oh, what is Toysis' answer? Toysis' answer is, right, more technical terutzim. Yishloimar, the mikomalka mitzvah kra. You still need a pasuk lemutinu, even though it's a zman grama. Why lemipsal carbon benoshim? Do you love kra lahavi yadinu shavodim stul the ben? Achitzah kra lemutin lemeima lemutei lemeima the mechalali avoido of dosam psulo. If all you would know without the pasuk is that they're not chayv in the mitzvah, but how do you know if they do it, they avoid this pasul? That far, maybe we don't go. So, Kamashul in the Pasik, the Mamish, not excluding the Avodah completely, so that if they do the Avodah, it's like somebody puzzled doing the Avodah. It's not just a tour. Okay. Miu, Mismika Kasha. That's a very good teretz for all the other things in the Mishnah, but for Smika, that's not enough of a teretz. Why? Because, Amai Yisrach Kola Matinu, the Avodah Lo Yischala Bachi, Kloimar Beloy Smika. Not me in a carbon puzzle. You can't tell me that the avoid is mischal if she does smicha, because even if you don't do smicha at all, the carbon's not possible. Kach. Smicha is not marked the carbon. So it's not mistabit to say if they did smicha, if you pass the carbon, from the other avoiders, she's possible to them for the avoid. But smicha so absurd in it. So the chayr not worse than not being done at all. So what are you going to say for smicha? Why do you need a pasuk? Ishloi ma'ad to become makam to chkralim utei. Why? The Sagadai de Chamini Meshum de Chsiv is Somach Vishokat Ishke Smichel Shkito. Ma Shkito Ksher Ben Hoshim Kedinan Bezvachim Umayis Bech Meitz Gmayis De Shkito Skulin Kol Absulin Shoshokdu Shkitosin Ksheiro Shosh Shkito Ksher Bezor Mu Ben Hoshim. So Shkito is kosher by her Av Smichel Ksher. So I have a half minute that Smichel is kosher Ben Hoshim too, because it puts them together in the Pasuk. Okay, it's a Klamutei. That's what we have to be Mamayter. Okay. And Tanufa, we have to be mired from that also. Mishom, the Ashkan Tanufa, the Ksher Benoshim, the Nevosh, the Kamon. Because there is a Tanufa that is Kosher Benoshim, like we say later on. What's he referring to?
Sota and.
The Sota and Nazir, is that what he means?
Assuming so.
Not sure.
No?
Oh, I was going to ask you. Oh, that's very good. I was going to say, if you meant Saita Nazira, you should have just said, Kamay Saita Nazira. What's going to be first? Come on. That's why I wasn't sure. But you saw this Bach. Look at the Bach. You see there's a little Aleph at the end of Tosfos?
Yeah, I was looking.
You know what the Bach saying? I didn't know what the Bach saying. No, go to Bach. What? What? You see the Bach and the Aleph. Yeah, go to Bach. Yeah, you saw the little Aleph.
I see the Aleph. Where's the Bach?
Oh, yeah, that's a goy sabach, yeah. Look at what he's saying. Toysus di b'maskal kabbalas, but toysus chutz him dover echo. That's what he means. This is not the top toysus number base is not a new di b'maskal. Toysus was continuing to talk. Can you farsh le come on chutz b'mincha soit in azira? It's very good. That's why I got confused. If he means soit in azira, he should have been more clear. What's going to farsh le come on where? What are you talking about? Zok the bach, no, this is a hemshuk of toysus. The printer put it in as a different masculine, but it's not what it means. That's what he meant to say. We need it to be Mamaida from Tanufa because she's kosher with certain Tanufas. Like we say later in the Mishnah, Chutzman, Chasoit, and Azira, Nation of Tanufa, Manifas. And then he asks another Kasha, okay. That's very good. Very Gishma. Gishma Kabach. Okay, fine. Right there in the... Yeah, it makes sense, good what the Bach saying, because the Vim Toimar and Toises at the top of Amid Beis, L'choira, should not be going directly on the Divri HaMaskel, Chutzman Chastaitim in Azira. This Vim Toimar is asking the general, it's a Hemshech of what he's discussing until now. Why do we need to put the pass them from all, everything else? So he asks, why do you put the pass from everything else? They should be possible anyway because they don't have the right to God them. That's a hemshik of our toisvus. It's very schwer that there should be a new divrei maskil. That's why Mr. Halderbach came to that conclusion. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Very good.
He also pointed out the fact that on his question about my grandma, that this mishnah talks about, and it's no agibah hashem. Before
Brian talking
about
putter,
because
he used the word putter.
So this is more
masha,
they can do it. It's not a matter
whether
they're
outside. I mean, the few times it's very good. That the point of the mission is not putter, the point of the mission is that they can't do it. Yeah, I hear, very good. Okay. Hazois, the sprinklings. Hazoi, what sprinkling are we talking about? Either para, if you're talking about the para. Right, the dam of the paraduma, Elazar kosuba. It says there Elazar a coin, which means you need a coin gadol. So if you can't have a coin hedyet, so you don't have to get the noshim. Right, of course you can't have noshim. Kosher gain, Rashi says. Here the penimah means sprinkling it inside by the paroiches and the mizbeich hazav, which is the mizbeich haketores, which you sprinkle inside by the par coin mashiach and the par hilum dover. Which is what I'm learning at night now with Yemi Mesechus Harius. Yeah, the Parah Medover and the Parah Koyim Mashiach, if they pass it wrong. So it means that. HaKoyim Mashiach, again, it writes there, HaKoyim Mashiach, which means the Koyim Gadol. Elo Azor de Ben Oif. So it means that Zor's Dam Oif. By Chata So Oif, it says that you sprinkle the Dam Chata. And we learn out from a kamachoymer from the dam of a carbon of tsoin. Because by a carbon of tsoin, it says clearly, so ma ben tsoin, a carbon of tsoin, shaloi kabale koin shchita, so you don't need the coin to shecht it. Because, like we said before, even a zar can shecht it. Even a zark and shecht it. If you learn the brachas, that was the fifth perek of brachas. There was a whole maisa where the Shmuel paskin from the Veili, and Eli was going to kill him. And Chana started saying, "No, this is the one I daven for. I don't want another one." That's because Shmuel paskin is this halacha, shechita kasher bazar. So, if by ben soin shechita kasher bazar. You don't need a coin, and yet, kavalei coin lazar. So, I really do need a coin for the zohar sadam. Benoif, the bird, the boyd. Shekavala koin l'mdikoso. The malika is only kosher with the koin. Eidadin shekvala l'azosai. Zichar, he should also have only a koin l'azosai. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Now, interesting, two toisasin, which basically say the same exact thing. The two e toisasin. What's bothering toisasin over here? The Gemara is saying that it can't mean the first two, the Zohar, the par, paraduma, or the Zohar of the paradumdavar, because both of those, the Torah says koin gadol. So toisasin is bothered. If you look at the first toisasin, e, he says tema. Tema is the last word in the line, two lines into Toysis. That's very nice, according to the Mandamba that says you always need a Kohen Gadol, Dum de Lazar. Parak Shapa, then the Gemara is asking good. Aval the Mandamba Kohen Hedyit, Marbin Lil Doris, but according to the Mandamba that we Marber Kohen Hedyit even for Doris, meaning even though the Torah said a Lazar, they learn out from a Reboy to be Marber that for future generations, even a Kohen Hedyit. Why? Yes, the Mishnah can't mean that. Adrab, according to that Mandamah, the Mishnah could mean that. According to Mandamah, that a Kohen Hedyit is Kosher the Doris, that's when the Mishnah comes to be my Mai Noshim. So he says, Taisvis, Nishlaim Midachi Pemisha, Mid the Itzrich Hosom, the Reboy Kohen Hedyit, Michlau, the Gabi Noshim, Shitale Latana, Taina Boydik Shel Behen. He says the same thing in the next place. What's he saying? Meaning, the Gemara is saying like this: if you only need a coin gadol, there's no havmina that Isha can do it. So our Mishnah can't be talking about that. There's a man the Amr who says you don't only need a coin gadol. So the charet should be that our Mishnah could mean that. So he says no. What's the pshat? It definitely says coin gadol in the pasuk. It says halazah. Says a lazer. Yeah? So the one who holds that for future Doris you're allowed to use a Kohen Hedyit, that is, you know it, he has a special drasha to be marbe that. So if you're starting from nothing, if you start from scratch, yeah, no Kohen Hedyit can do it. Without the drushes, without special drushes, no Kohen Hedyit can do it ever. The drushes marbe Kohen Hedyit. But the drushes marbe Kohen Hedyit, so it's mashma, but it's not marbe more than a Kohen Hedyit. So Noshim is still not. So it would still be Pasha that Noshim can't do it. Either way. It's not just, meaning if you look at it like, you know, in a vacuum, you know, if you're saying it has to be Kohen Gadol, then there's no Hamid that be Noshim. But it could be Kohen Hedyit, there is Hamid that be Noshim. That's our whole Mishnah. Yeah, but if they only know it's Kohen Hedyit because it's a special Joshua to be Marvin the Kohen Hedyit, you only have a right to be Marvin as much as you're being Marvin. You can't be Marvin a bigger Kiddush than that. Adarabba, the Reboy, that's the point of a Reboy. Teach me something I wouldn't know before. I can't teach me more. So even then it's Pasha that Noshim can't. The Taisa is saying. Even going to that mandom. So that's why we have to come on to the other din of the Chatas HaOif. Okay, right. Chut min kosoit in Nazir. I'm a little bit of Rabbi Yeshia the Dore, right? Because there were two Rabbi Yeshia still alive. There's Rabbi Yeshia Kashisha, the older generation of Rabbi Yeshia, who was the Bar Pluk, the Rabbi Akiva. But that's not Rabbi Lozer was talking to. He's talking about to the younger Rabbi Yeshua, the one that's from his daughter, from Rabbi Lozer's daughter. I'm sorry, not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yonason, Rashi says. There's Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yonason, right? They're always right. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yonason. You heard them together. They're Bar Pluktis. They're from the older generation of the Amoraim, and Rabbi Lozer and this Rabbi Yeshua were from the younger generation. That's why we call them the Dori. It's his daughter. Lozer says to Makarek, don't even sit down at the Martli Lo Shmaitza until you answer this, until you explain to me, you answer this sugya. I want to know, how do you know the Mincha Soita requires Tanufa? What do you mean? It's a Pasuk. It's a Mincha. Ela rather, I mean to ask, Tanufa Babaylam Minolan. How do I know it needs Tanufa Babaylam? How do I know that she, the Soita herself, has to be made of the Mincha? Which our Mish is obviously saying she does. Right? So how do you know she does? The answer is Asya Yad Yad Mishlam. Sebakab Lokaka Koyin Miyada Yisha Uksev Hasan by the carbon shlamam yodov to be Emma. So we learn how to Gazir Shah. Ma Khan by Soita Koyin if some of the coin. Aflaholam by the shlamam it means the coin. And Ma Lahalam it means the Bailam, because it says Yodov to Vienna, which means the Bailam. Afkan Bailum. So to the site that means the Bailum, which is her. Okay, so how could he have both? Koyin Magnus Yodu Tachas Yad Bailum. The Koyin puts his hands under the hands of the Bailum. Or main if any waves it. Achkan Saita, that's very nice by the Saita, the Zero Madonna. How do you know it's true by the Zero? As the Kaf Kafmi Saita, another Zero Shove, Kapeho, he puts the mint on her hands. That learns the Zero from Saita. So the Shaila is like this. If the Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the Bailim, why is that not a Chatzitza? That's what Bada Taisis. Why is that? The Kohen puts his hands on the Mincha, and the Bailim put their hands on the Kohen. The Kohen's hands. So why is it not a Chatzitza, Frek Taisis? Let's see it inside. Vim Toimbar. The Vimaska Machnas. Oh, I have a Chatzitza. The Chanam Yamin B'Menachos. The Gemara says B'Menachos. In Menachos, Dab Tzadik Dalet, Ein Tenuva B'Chuborin, Pirish B'Shutfin. Shutfin in a carbon cannot do Tenuva together. Why not? Take 11. What are they going to do? Lin Pavada, Lin Pavada, one second. Lin Pavada, Lin Pavada, one shakes it, and then the other. Kloy Maida, Shutfin Zech, Chai Zeyanifu, Chad Tenuva, Amar Chaman, Amar Lushnei Tenuva. So it can't be one shakes, one waves it, and then the other waves it, because the Torah says wave it once. And if one puts his hands on the other one's hands, that's what the Gemara says. So why is this any better? Because
this is the process. It's not the process. You're trying to move.
Oh, so first teretz of Toysvis. To lay down me dog, I had time to live a chatzitza b'chi agavna the fishu because there is a kosev to be in a coin of bailim. Because that is the mitzvah over here. Koin and Bailim. Oval. Awesome. Gabi Shnei Shutin. Choshev Gei Gavn Chatzitza. Imecha Memaniach Yedot Echaz Erech Averil. Vishen Gudev. Choshev Shu Shnei Benifin. There's no... No, the Torah never said they have to do it. No, the Torah said we have to have a carbon Shutin. But they're both Menim. So, in as much as there's no Gzeri Zakosev, it's a Chatzitza. Over here, all goof was the Gzeri Zakosev. It's just saying, it's a Memaniach, it's not a Chatzitza. That's one teretz. Oidei Shloimah, interesting shot now. Different, a total different picture of how it's done. It doesn't mean what we always thought it meant. That the Kohen's hands go mamish under the Bailim's hands.
And hold it at the same time.
Oh, it means, that would taka be chatzitza according to the second teretz in Toysris. Elav, it's a loimah, she'oike is a kli lamata, b'bailim oike lamala. Under doesn't mean... There's two ways to translate under. What? It's not that one hand on top of the other hand. One's holding the bottom part of it, and one's holding the top part of it. And that's therefore there's no chatzitza at all. And we find such a precedent. We find the precedent of such a thing by the bikurim. The coin would hold it by the lip, by the tip, by the lip of the kli. The Bailim hold it by the bottom. So Achenami, just like by Bikurim, Toysef says according to the second Teretz, Gavi Menocha is same thing, Ipcho, but except the other way around. She had a Bailim to the Maila, you had a Bailim on top, you had a coin on the mat, and you had a coin that's on the bottom. Kiddush.
Somebody asked a question about the Shutfin. Yeah. Okay. Morris says Dafka is not, it's a problem. The only problem by Shutfin is he can't do one after the other, or it's a Chatzitza.
We do it like that, it should be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why do the Gemara Menachos have that as an option?
It's not an option, then how could you say that's a problem
over here? But here it is. I hear. Does anybody ask that? Saying if the according to the second teretz of Tosis it isn't the way you do it is top and bottom, so why was that not an option for the Shutfin in the Gemara Menachos? Why did the Gemara suggest that over there? And if it didn't suggest it because that's not a way to do it, so then make it easy. It's a way to do it over here.
Because
so you're asking.
We say you need both.
The bottom shot.
The Bailim has to be on the bottom.
Who says you need both?
Yeah, but so then you're coming back already onto the first teretz of Tosis because it's kind of Gzeres HaKosev.
Yeah, but even the Bailim Gzeres HaKosev doesn't mean that it won't be offensive if you block his hand from touching it. So we just find a way to do it.
Yeah, but it's mash.
You need to have both. That's
what I'm saying. I would think the second teretz of Tosis is not.
What?
It doesn't need the first teretz of Tosis. It's independent. But if that's true, then your conscience will be... What?
Yeah,
It's not because it's a special Gezeres HaKosim. So if it's not, then it's under the same rules as Shutin. Why not? That's what you're asking. I mean,
why does the Shukin have to
Shukin together?
You're right.
Why can't you do it?
Yeah, it has to be done together. So we got to find a solution.
I know, but the Gemara over there. What?
According to the second answer, the Bialim has to be on the bottom. Putting one of the Bialim on the top is not
going to help. You're saying the position is
on the bottom? Oh, both Bialim.
Doesn't the Kohen have to be on top?
They're both Bialim. And there's no.
If one Bialim is on the bottom and one Bialim is on the top, what's the Kohen going to do? Do you need a Kohen?
You have room for all three.
I don't know. Need a Kohen.
Put the Bialim, the one in the middle. Maybe it's not shy, but should when you're saying, okay. It's not shy. Okay. I hear. Zok to my shah. He says the last second teretz of Tosfos. He says the second teretz of Tosfos. Then he says, "V'ha'inu lefil loshen aksuvim lishnois yad koyin miyad bailim." That's because it goes according to the loshen of the psukim that the yad koyin is in a different place than the yad bailim. Like we're saying, one on top, one on bottom. Aba b'shutim the shavim, b'shutim who are both equal. Let the name of Hachi. I'm sorry, Skolnik, but hear me. I think it was Mechavat the Masha that by Shutfin, by Shutfin who are shoving, you have no right to put one on top and one on the bottom. The Shutfin have to be the Bailim have to be in one place. There's a spot for the Bailim. That's what you're saying. That's what you meant, no? There's a spot for the Bailim. So by Shutfin, there is no option of one on top, one on bottom. So. No, even if there'd be room, I'm saying. Even if there'd be room for three. But
why can't both of them be on the
bottom?
Like this.
It's not an old man, it's his big cleat.
What do I mean?
It's holding
okay. I hear. Anyway, my shot, even bothered by your kasha. My shot's asking basically that's the kasha. Okay? Very nice. Right, I am my shot next to that Tosfos. And now we're going weiter. Kol mitzvah shitliya ba'aretz. The new Mishnah. We're moving at the pace of a blot a week, gentlemen. We are racing Daf Yomi to the end of the first Perek of Kedushin. I told what's his name over there. Okay, they have about, 35 days? The Daf Hei of Kedushin now? We're racing Daf Yomi.